When people age, we're used to seeing certain aspects of health, mobility, and general well-being deteriorate. The simplest tasks become challenging. Walking and general mobility become troublesome. Dignity is lost through incontinence. Memories fade, and the stresses and strains placed on sufferer and carer begin to mount up. Doctors may typically come across patients with these symptoms of aging on a daily basis. However, it can be very difficult to associate them with the correct pathology. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and dementia are invariably seen as the likely culprits, but once discounted, the symptoms often remain undiagnosed and untreated. Gradually, more and more health professionals are considering another option, NPH, or normal pressure hydrocephalus. The causes of NPH still need to be further investigated. However, we do know that changes in the circulation of cerebrospinal fluid can damage cerebral tissues, resulting in clinical symptoms. One of the most common symptoms of NPH is difficulty and imbalance in walking, known as gait disturbance. Further symptoms common with the condition include mild dementia and incontinence. So just how common is NPH? In the USA, it is estimated that 5% of all patients over the age of 55 with dementia are likely to be suffering from NPH. In the US alone, this amounts to over 365,000 undiagnosed, misdiagnosed, and diagnosed patients. Last year, only 10,000 patients were treated. Though precise figures do not exist within Europe, it's fair to assume that proportionally around 5% or 320,000 dementia patients are also likely to have the condition. Typically, most NPH sufferers are over the age of 60. As the symptoms of NPH are often associated with just getting older, there's a tendency for sufferers to simply put up with the problems and adapt to the changes that have occurred. Both the severity and rate of deterioration vary from patient to patient, so it's often years before a patient will bother to report symptoms to their GP. As with many conditions, early detection often results in more successful treatment and a better outlook. The procedure for treating NPH is known as CSF shunting. The presence of NPH can only be confirmed by performing diagnostic tests. These tests will confirm the presence of the condition and the suitability of the patient for a shunt procedure. A CSF shunt involves insertion of a valve that regulates and drains the excess cerebral fluid from a patient's brain. The operation normally takes less than an hour, and it is a common procedure done by skilled neurosurgeons. Incisions are made to the head and abdomen. Tubes are then passed through the fatty tissue under the skin. A small hole is made in the skull to allow the ventricular tube to be passed into the lateral ventricle. The peritoneal tube is then placed into the abdomen to allow the fluid to drain. After surgery, the patient will typically spend up to 7 days in hospital to ensure the procedure has been successful. Essentially, there are two types of shunt. The first of these uses a fixed pressure valve, where the correct pressure or drainage amount needs to be determined during the procedure and cannot be changed after the operation. A far more effective solution exists in the form of an adjustable valve. This shunt is identical in every respect to the fixed valve, but critically, allows the physician to make small adjustments to the pressure setting by using a remote magnetic programmer, eliminating the need for further invasive surgery and ensuring the best possible improvement for the patient. The Codman-Hakim programmable valve features 18 different pressure settings with small, distinct steps between them, allowing the surgeon to make fine adjustments to the amount of cerebral fluid that is drained from the ventricular system. If the valve requires a setting change, the programmer is connected to a circular transmitter head. The adjustment is made, transmitted to the valve, and the new pressure setting takes effect, usually within 5 to 10 seconds. Though the shunt procedure can improve the quality of life for many patients, it's important for both patients and health professionals alike to realize that there's no way of knowing in advance which patient will benefit from the valve adjustments. Normal pressure hydrocephalus is a condition that affects the life of many people. With greater awareness, appropriate diagnosis and treatment, there's a better outlook for both patients and families affected by NBH.